Okay, we go back from the first wide line. Okay, maybe another Gemara? This gentleman? Do you have a Gemara? Okay. We're up to V'diber Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim. That's where we're going to start from. Okay, so Hashem spoke to Moshe ponim el ponim. What does it mean, ponim el ponim? It's a very difficult expression. Nazbir ponim. I'm curious, do you have anyone have an English Gemara here? What? Okay, that's fine. Nazbir is interpreted to give countenance. Pleasantness. There should be pleasantness. We should look at each other in a pleasant fashion. Nazbir ponim b'halacha. Moshe, aniviata naz v'pan malachan. When we discuss and we debate Torah, we should be pleasant to one another. Smile. Moshe, Hashem, kaviyachol. Yeah, Hashem. When Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak to Moshe in a pleasant fashion. In other words, he's not angry, even though this took place right after the Chet HaEgel. And Hashem has good reason to be angry at Klal Yisrael for their sins. Yet, Hashem says, when I speak, I'm going to speak to you in a pleasant fashion. Now, what exactly is the deeper meaning of this statement? What is the deeper meaning of this? Let's see over here. Let's go back to... So the Gemara explains. Moshe, one more time, the words... Let us speak to each other in a pleasant fashion in halacha. Now, what does this mean? Some say, the same way. I made a mistake. That's the first pshat is simple. That Hashem said to Moshe, let us be pleasant to one another in halacha, and when we'll be pleasant to each other in halacha, then Moshe will be able to be mekabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here, there's a perish. Lefi pshuto, I am reading over here from the perish over here in the Masifta. Kavanas apasek shepnei Moshe keneged pnei Hashem keodam hamadaber im chaver v'yev shleim akein. He doesn't say. He just basically means pleasantness. That let us speak in halach in a pleasant fashion, and that will allow you, Moshe, to absorb from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the depth of the halacha, which is a very big chiddush, because we know that that's the difference between the Bnei Bavel and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Bavel, they fought. They fought with each other very milchamta shel Torah, milchama. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they were pleasant. Noichim zela zeba halacha. The Chazal tell us, being that Bnei Bavel were contentious, that's why we were zoicha to have Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli brings out all of the inyan. But yet over here, it seems like the Shparuch was telling that Moshe, they did not need that he would be better in this fashion. They should be pleasant to each other. Allah, let's go by. When it says that we are ponim el ponim, it does not mean that Moshe is going to look at the ponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is impossible. Hey, come up close. Come close. Sit over here next to me. Pun doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu should look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ponim, because the pasuk says Ki lo yirani ha'odam v'chai. See, good, let's go take a step back. According to the first interpretation, the reason why the Gemara says Nazbir, it says Nazbir, which means pleasantness, and does not be taken literally to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ponim, is because it's impossible for a human being to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo yirani ha'odam v'chai. Therefore, when Hashem says to Moshe, ponim el ponim, it means pleasantness. It's not to be taken literally. In the second interpretation, it means that it doesn't mean that Moshe should look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that Moshe should look to the ponim of Klal Yisrael. Now, when Moshe teaches Klal Yisrael Torah, they should see for hoyu einecha rois es meirecha. Klal Yisrael should see the ponim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say kach l'chashvach l'Moshe k'shem shani hasvardu l'chaponim. The same way I was pleasant to you, I taught you, I showed you my panim, I was kind to you, I taught you Torah, I was not angry with you after the chet egel, so and I forgave you. Kach ata you Moshe Rabbeinu hasber panim Yisrael, you should be kind and graceful to Klal Yisrael. In other words, v'hachzer ha'oyel mekaymai, return the oil moyed to the center of Machane Yisrael. The oil, the Sheva Levi was in the center, all the Machanas encamped around, they circled Machane Leviah, where the Shechina was, where the oil moyed was. Moshe, after the Chedor Egel, took the oil and took it mechutz l'machane, he took it outside of Machane Yisrael. Hashem said, I want you to bring the oil moyed back inside the center of the Machane. The Shava l'machane, the Pasuk goes right to return to the Machane. Amar Yavoh Amalek Hashbrochu l'Moshe, Achshav Yoyim, if you don't go back into the Machane, if you stay outside the Machane, it's going to be a bad sign for Klal Yisrael. Achshav Yoyim, they'll say, Harav Bekas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Chedor Egel, he told them to take off your crowns, which simply mean take off the crowns, the special crowns that were given them, to the Ed Yecha Mi'al Ponecha, HaTejus Derech Agav. So many of you know, it's a beautiful vart, the day after, you have to remember this for next year and for all the years, the day after Yom Kippur is called, you know what it's called? It's called Gatz Namin. Anyone familiar with this? The day after Yom Kippur among many Hasidim is called Gatz Namin, Hashem's name. Anyone ever heard of this? Even I say in Young Israel, there was one person there that knew from this. Gatz Namin. Look in the Hasidish Hassan. Why is it called Gatz Namin? So the simplest reason is because we return to say HaKel HaKadosh. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And now we say HaKel HaKadosh. So it's Hashem, the day of Hashem's name. We return to say Hashem's name. But there's another beautiful Mahalach. I don't know who says this. Moshe, what happened on Yom Kippur? HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry at Klal Yisrael when they worshipped the eagle? Matan Torah took place on Vav Zayin Sivan, and 40 days later Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos, and what did he find? Klal Yisrael were worshipping the eagle. What did he do? He shattered the Luchos. At that moment in time, Klal Yisrael were benidui. One of the halachas of a nidui, a nadui, a person that's excommunicated, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. Klal Yisrael given tefillin Yitzias Mitzrayim, two parashas of tefillin, and here they're wearing tefillin until 50 days later, until Matan Torah. They wore tefillin for Matan Torah all the way until Moshe came down. Moshe shatters the luchos. Moshe takes the oil mechutz the machne, and he says, I don't know, they kill all of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And Moshe says, I don't know if I can solve your problems. And he goes to Shemayim. In the meantime, for 80 days, Klal Yisrael were nodded, and some of Farshim learn, when the Torah says, remove your crowns, me'al Roishcha, in the Torah, when it says, Kisisa, Hoser, Edyecha, remove your jewelry, it means the tefillin. No longer can you wear tefillin because you're excommunicated. What happened on Yom Kippur? Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Chidvarecha. The day after Yom Kippur was the first day Klal Yisrael wore tefillin in 80 days. And what is tefillin? V'rohu kol ame ha'aretz, kishem Hashem nikra alech. The nail, the day after Yom Kippur, when you put on tefillin, the day after Yom Kippur, it's a reenactment of putting on tefillin, the first time Klal Yisrael put on tefillin since the time of the Chet to Egel. It's God's nomen. Because tefillin is kishem Hashem nikra alech. So here, Hashem says to Moshe, v'shal machne, amr b'yavo, l'amr l'kashmach l'moshe, ma'achshav yom ha'rabakas, the Rebbe is angry. Hashem is angry because Hashem, the Shechina departed to a certain degree. The Talmud, because Moshe is also the Talmud of Hashem. Moshe is also angry. He has taken the machane. He's taken the oil mechutz machane. Yisrael mateleim. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? They're going to give up. There's going to be despair. But if you will take the oil back to the machane, if not, if you, Moshe, don't want to forgive Klal Yisrael for betraying you, and now waiting is a very interesting remark, because the Gemara is telling us, we think of the Chedor Egel, that Klal Yisrael betrayed Hashem. It's not only that. Besides betraying Hashem, they betrayed Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a betrayal to Moshe. And that's what it's saying here in the Gemara, that Hashem says, listen, don't, if you're going to also be angry, you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, it's not going to be good. If not, I'm going to have said it.
They vote for him all the time?
What?
Moshe was
there for 80
days?
No, Moshe was also now, he's in Shemayim. If you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, I'm going to set a point, a replacement for you, your Talmud, Yoshua ben Nun Talmidcha Mishoris Tachtecha. Behind the Tziv, that's what it says in the Pasuk of Shalom Machne, and that's what Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, forgive Klal Yisrael, return to the Machne. Omar Rava, even though Moshe Rabbeinu did listen to Hashem, he did forgive Klal Yisrael and return to the Machne. Lo yotza hadavol v'atola, when HaKadosh Baruch gives bracha afilu al tanai, the bracha is fulfilled, and Memele Yeshua was rewarded. Shnemar mishar seyu Yeshua benu nar. That's the very next pasuk. Lo yomish mitoicha oil. He was zoicha. He stayed with Moshe. He was an assistant to Moshe. He was elevated during this period of time.
Vayta. Turn to the Machne. From where?
Chutz l'machne. Moshe, Machne was Yud Beis Mil. Machne Leviya is in the center. All of the Shvatim encamped around Machne Leviya. In Machne Leviya was the oil mayit. Well, after Klal Yisrael, they still in the Chayr Egel, Moshe took the oil mayit. Not exactly sure that means the whole Mishkan, or just means Moshe's tent where Moshe himself rested. And he took and he left. He went like a Mitzayra. Chutz l'machne.
That was in the Midbar?
In the Midbar. Oh. Of course, by Har Sinai, right? They were camped right by right near Har Sinai. So Hashem told Moshe, I want you to take your oil and go back where you came from, to the middle of the Machne, to show that you're not angry at Klal Yisrael, and there's a process of tshuva.
They had a Mishkan?
They had the Mishkan, some Machloikis Rishon. If the Mishkan was built before Ma'an Torah, the Mishkan was built after... No. It was after the Mishkan for sure. It was after. The Tziv, it was after. But Moshe Rabbeinu, wherever Moshe Rabbeinu was, that's where the Shechina rested. The Shechina was resting. There was no Mishkan, but the Shechina was resting in Machane Leviya in Moshe's oil. And Moshe took his oil and he went chutz l'machane. Hashem told him bring it back inside. Okay, let's go right. The oil pasach again. Remember, there were four different Talmidei Chum that at the end of Masechta are giving shevach praise to the Achsanya, those people that support Torah, that serve as a host for Talmidei Echam. So we finished with the first memra. Okay, everything that we learned so far was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi was the Rosh Hamadaber Mechol Makam, so he gave his shir. And now we go to, he's gone right. Now Rabbi Yehuda is not finished. There were four people, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yehuda was the Pasuk, so Rabbi Yehuda started. So everything we learned so far was from Yehuda, and it was not finished. Even though he was the Rosh Hamadaber, he gave a second part to his Joshua. The Oy Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Bechoy Torah. We spoke about the honor of Torah Vidarsh. He said the following, Haskes. Haskes means hearken. Pay close attention to Shema Yisrael. It means Kol Hayoyim Hazeh Niyesel Om. Today you have become a nation. Now this was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said this in Parshas Devarim, Chumash Devarim. Now this was right before 40 years, Kamat 40 years after they left Mitzrayim. So what does that mean? 40 years ago they became a nation. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu here on this day when he's beginning Mishneh Torah? Is he telling that Hayoyim Hazeh? Telling you halacha that Torah is chaviv on loim deha ki ilu every single day was given for the very first time. I'm Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Yechia, Rabbi Ishkar Akoi Tate. I'll prove to you the chavivus of Torah. Shrei Adam kari kuyashma shachris viarvus. A person reads kuyashma in the morning and at night. Ve'erev echad. Let's say chas v'shalom, he has an emergency, not never chas v'shalom, but let's say there's an emergency for whatever reason, and he does not recite kriyashma one night, v'er v'echad inu koreh, doyme kemi shaloi koreh kriyashma mi'oilam, it's as if he never said kriyashma mi'oilam. Now very quickly, Dari, Derech Agav, this is a long story, you go back and give him himself a kriyashma. What is kriyashma? It's kriyashma, if you go through Shas, there are two dinim in kriyashma. There's a din, Kabolas Omal Chushamayim, which has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. And there's a second din. There's a din that Kriyashma is Talmud Torah. There are many rais, both ways. We rais back and forth, it's like a pilpul, long pilpul. What is Kriya Shema? So I once heard a mahalach that if you look, that there's no question when you say Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, you're being mekayim two dinim. A din, Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, one din, and a second din of Talmud Torah. However, if you look very carefully, you'll notice that Shachris, the Igor, is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Arvis, the Iker is Talmud Torah. So here the Gemara is telling us that Chaviva Torah. What's the third Shema? That's a din Shmira. That's not a din of a Meshach Mechav Kumecha. I'm talking about din Deraisa. The din Deraisa of Meshach Kumecha. There are two dinim. A din Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. A din Talmud Torah. What's the Iker? What's the Iker? What's the Tafel? If you look very carefully now, this Gemara is one of the Rais, because this Gemara over here we're talking about Talmud Torah. Chaviva Torah Alim Deha. What are you talking about? Kriya Shema is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. No, it's also Talmud Torah. Of it's also Talmud Torah. So why does the Gemara give an example? The person can forget to say Kriya Shema at night. Let the Gemara give an example. The person forgot to say Kriya Shema by day, and the next day, oh, he says it. So it's like a pikuach nefesh. He forgot to say Kriya Shema one day. It's chaviv. Teretz is because when you're dealing with Kriya Shema shel Arvis, the ikar of the two is Talmud Torah. That's why the Gemara specifically gives an example. The person forgot to say Kriya Shema at night. By day, there's also din Talmud Torah, but the ikar Kriya Shema by day is more focused on the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Keep this in mind. Tzvei dinim, and look at all the different Gemaras throughout. The Gemara quotes Kriya Shema all over, and always take note of the Gemara talking about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris or Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and take note of the Gemara is focusing on the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim aspect or on the Talmud Torah aspect. Here we're talking about Talmud Torah, it's cloth from the Gemara, and the Gemara says Arvis. So you see it right this side. Next, Haskes.
Can we say that the
Krishma
Arvis is more important?
No. They're two dinim. No.
First Mishnah is brought.
Oh, that's another raya. Because since the first Mishnah, why is that's a shmuz in and of itself? Why is the first Mishnah Sechta Brachas deal with Bechal Kriya Shema? And why is dealing with Kriya Shema? Why Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? So there are many answers, because that's the first mitzvah bar mitzvah boy gets, you go bus to say the day, but with this mahalach, it works out very well, because the Mishnayis, Gemara is Talmud Torah. Torah. So since we're dealing with Torah, and we're going to pick a Kriya Shema, we're going to pick the Kriya Shema that emphasizes Talmud Torah. If we focus on the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, it's true, Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis also has a din of Talmud Torah, but the eager focus is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. In Talmud, Mishnah is learning Torah, so you focus on Torah. There are many, many ends, but this fits perfectly with this you said as well. Haskes. The word Haskes means hearken. So meaning word means listen very carefully. The word now makes a whole, presents a series of Joshua's. Haskes, asu kitois kidas. Haskes means asu. Now, how do you get the word asu? So the hey is very similar to an ayin. Asu. Hasu. Okay, I'm not really a bucky in the grammatical, all the parts of something. It can be interchanged. The hey with an ayin. There is a similarity between a hey and an ayin. So make believe the hey stands for asu. A samach is very similar to a sin. So I take the word haskes, take the first two letters, has, which is similar to asu. It's short for asu. Now chof and a tof is a cat. Cat means a group. Kitois. Asu, kitois. The asku batara with ishein atar nicknames ella bichavura. Torah is only acquired through groups. By the way, we say it's colloquial to say chabura. Lakewood, the chaburos. But just you should know that chabura means a wound. Punch someone and blood comes out. The chabura with a base, the dot in the base. A group is a chavura. without, we for whatever reason, I don't know why, whatever reason, it's the minhag ha'olam, b'ani b'saicham, the minhag ha'olam is to say that you go to a chabur. I go to a chabura, and this chabura, that chabura, I'm part of this chabura. But you should know that that's not, if you want to be real medakdek, it's not the way you say it. You go to a chabura. Because the chabura means, boom, it means to punch someone and to give them a wound. But over here the Gemara says, kat is a group. Torah is only acquired learning b'chabura is learning together in groups of people. A sword upon those who are in isolation. Bad means alone, isolation. Vinoy Olu. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Vinoy Olu. Well, how do you say that word? What's the correct pasuk? Let me give me 1 second. Cherev al habadim vinoy Olu. Now, what does it mean vinoy Olu? We'll explain this word in a few moments. There are different interpretations. Cherev, a sword, al soneim shel talmidei chacham, the enemies of talmidei chacham. It's a euphemism for talmidei chacham themselves. Sheyoyishem who sit bad. Who sit in isolation, they do not sit in groups, they sit alone. The Oiskim Torah, if you don't learn with a group, you're not going to come to the Anmita Shal Torah. So the Gemara over here says, Vinay Olu means foolish. They will become fools. What do we mean? Ksifacha Vinay Olu, we don't know what this word means. So this word, in this pasuk, Asher Na'alnu, Vayomer by the Chetu Egel. Vayomer, I'm reading you the entire pasuk from the start of the Gemara. Vayomer Aaron el Moshek bi Adoni al no soshe slein chatos asher no alnu vasher chatanu. We acted foolishly in worshiping the eagle. So we see the word no alnu means foolishly. For avoyor el shechaitim. Now they'll become sinners. And emar vasher chatanu. Once we'll trigger this link asher no alnu from foolishness leads to chait. Iboy say miyachan al mekar no alnu sorry tsoin. The leaders of Tsoyan have become fools, referring to the sins that they have committed. These, I think, people, I think it's one of the cities of Egypt. Tsoyan and Noif, Anamis, these are the capital cities of Egypt. So the leaders, the senators and the democrats and all the politicians of these cities in Egypt have become fools. So again, we have another Makor in Tanakh where the word Na'ala means foolish. Another Pshah in the Pasuk. Haske, so Shema Yisrael. So the Gemara Darshan is Kittisu Atzmechem al Divrei Torah. Now here the Gemara's drash is, we take the word Haskes. Has means silent. Dover Acher, Haske, Shema Yisrael. Kittisu Atzmechem. Which kittisu means, the second part of the pasuk means kittisu, it means to cut, it means grind.
to grind yourself.
And what is the word has? How does the word has here come into the picture? Kittisu atzmal divrei Torah. So good. I think comes. Okay, let's go further. Torah is only fulfilled by a person who kills himself, gives up his life. He's moiser nefesh. Give me just half a second to tell you the worst part of the word is. Askat. Okay, so same exact thing. Asu. Same type of drasha. Haskes is as. The hey and the ayin are interchanged, and the samach and the sin means askat. Askat, grind, make yourself grind it. Afflict yourself, be moiser nefesh, lose sleep over divrei Torah. Kediyam reshlokish and reshlokish nine shein divrei Torah miskayim el brish and may mis atzmer lecha shenemar zois ha Torah adam ki yamos bo oihel. And therefore the Gemara makes a drash, the Torah and omel yamos bo oihel is the oil of the base medrash. Only a person that's name is atzmer is moiser nefesh will be zoiche to those two Torah. Dover acher, a third interpretation, haskeis v'shma Yisrael. So here we're going to have a new interpretation for the first two letters. Has means silence. Has the achar kach kates. Doesn't mean to grind yourself. It means grind the Torah. Grind up the Torah means dissect it. But before you can delve into the depth and you can dissect the Torah, you have to know the basics. You have to first have a general understanding of the topic before you learn the Be'in. You have to learn the Masechta Bikiyos. You can't go to the Daf Beis and start ripping apart the Tosfos if you don't know what the Masechta is all about. You have to know the Masechta inside out before you can learn it Be'in. Unfortunately, it's not a very popular Mahalach today. Eis las Lashem hefer to Masechta. But Mikon has mean silence, and this means don't delve in. Silence yourself from delving into the depth before you go to the cut, until before you grind it. In other words, first learn the basics and then grind it. Kidurava, Diyama Rava, La Oilam Yilmadam Yilmaid Adam Tairaf Viakachigan. Now Yilmadam Tair means learn the basics. Learn the general, get a general background to what is the topic. The Achakach Yege. And then meditate. And then delve into it deeply. The Pasuk in Mishlei, the juice of milk is, the mitz cholav yoitzi produces chema, butter, or cream. I think more accurately, chema, we touch in Hebrew, chema is butter, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but that, I once heard a shir on this, I think Rav Schwab, he analyzed the word chema in great detail, if I'm not mistaken, and he says that in Tanakh, chema is not butter, it's cream.
Cream, no?
What?
I thought cream is like thick milk.
Yeah, right, exactly, right. But it's not butter.
It's
not butter. Butter is a whole different, Okay, whatever it is. Hey, but the point over here is not a point out. Kimitz is kidding around. Kimitz chalav, the juice of milk, yoitzi produces, chema produces cream. Umitz af, the juice of anger, yoitzi dam, blood. When a person gets angry, his veins get very tense and blood, he can cause himself to, blood can be extracted. What? Umitz apayim, yoitzi riv, the juice of anger. Okay, so apayim is a double anger. Af is singular, apayim is plural. It means a person is intensely angry. Yoitzi riv, so a person is angry among himself, he just bangs himself into the wall, he gets angry and he bangs into the wall, so his blood will come out from his own head. But it's not going to affect anyone else. But if a person gets extremely angry, he'll throw something at someone, and then a fight will break out, and there'll be a quarrel, there'll be machlekes among many people. Yoitzi produces riv. Now the Gemara makes a drush, that is the pshuto shalmik, but now the Gemara makes an elaborate drush. Who will you find the butter of Torah? Who will be zeicha to making Torah delicious? It's not just have a tainuk enjoyment in Torah. B'mi shemeki, so the Gemara is making a drasha. B'mi shemeki cholav shiyonak mishteim. A person vomits the milk that he nursed from his mother. But you know, when a child nurses, he enjoys it. It's delicious. He feels sustained. So in other words, that represents the ultimate tainuk. It's a very fascinating idea that we're saying, that the ultimate enjoyment a person has in this world is as an infant, when he nurses, because he has sustenance there. Everything is taken care of. That a person wants the good life. He enjoys the good life. There's no way he will succeed in being matzliach and liman haTorah. He has to vomit the good life in order and be moiser nefesh in order to be zoicher to siat shmai in Torah. So that's the Moriz Drasha. He has to spit out mitzcholov. If he spits out the milk, mitzvah here doesn't mean just the juice. It means that he spits out the milk, then he will produce butter of Torah. B'mi shemeki cholav shirik mishtayim mishtayim aleha. Over the Torah. Next, umitz af yetzidam. What does it mean that they'll spit out, that the juice of anger produces blood? Kol talmud shekoyetz olav rabbi. Any student which the Rebbe gets angry at him, pam rishayne v'shayisek, if a Rebbe gets angry at the student, and the student takes the suffering, he's willing to accept the abuse from his Rebbe as part of the process of steiging and learning, then v'shayisek zoicha lahafchin bein dam tamei ledam tar. He'll be zoicha to siyat ha-shmai learning, he'll be able to the difficult sugyas of dam tamei dam tar. U'mitzapayim, what's apayim is a double anger, yoytzi riv, If a student is willing to take the abuse from his Rebbe the first time and the second time, for Shai's sake, and he's quiet, he accepts it, and he uses it as a springboard to develop and learning, which is even a greater darg of Torah to understand the difference between these two in Yonim. Okay, obviously there's more to it, what this means, which I do not know, obviously. Shehein Kemar Nevea. And he'll be able to Rabbi Shmuel Omer Haritzah Sheyischakim Yasek Dini Memoinos. If you want to become a Chacham, ask him Dini Memoinos. Shein Lacham Mitzvah B'Toy Yosem. Him is no greater that is greater than Dini Memoinos. Shein Kemay Neveh. It's like a spring which flows. Period. As I say, V'Haya Emunas Itecha Chosen Yeshuos. Chochmas v'das. So we don't say that interpretation. In the Pasuk Yeshua, we say Chochmas refers to say the Kadoshim. So maybe Chochmas, that's a Kashan Farshim Mes. I don't know the answer. We say Yeshua is say the Nizokin, which is say the Memoines. And here the Gemara is telling us that the ultimate Chochmah is Dinei Memoines. And the Pasuk, the Gemara Darsh is the Pasuk, Chochmas refers to Kadoshim. Kadoshim. Not to, okay, there's a kasha, they do answer that kasha, it's spoken about, but that's something to keep in mind. Fight it. If you disgrace yourself, you allow yourself to become a novel, then you will be exalted. What does this mean? And if you keep your mouth quiet, you put a muzzle on your mouth, yod la pad, then you'll put your hand on your mouth. What does this pasuk mean? The Gemara explains. Call first part of the pasuk, a person that's menabel, he suffers. He makes himself disgusting. He's oisik and tired to the point where he becomes weak and tired, and he humiliates himself. He asks questions and he suffers abuse. Soifa l'snase, the end will be he will be exalted. He will become a very big talmid chacham yim zomam. Person muzzles himself. He doesn't want to hear. He closes. He puts an earplugs. He's not interested in listening to Torah. He turns away. Then yod laped, the day will come when someone will ask him a question and he'll say, "I don't know." He'll put his hand on his mouth as a way of saying, "You're asking the wrong guy. I don't know the answer to your question." Will become ignorant. Now we go to the second of the three. Again, the four people think of the sin they were giving cover to. They were giving cover to the achsanya. So we had Rabbi Yehuda, two different members. Now we go to Rabbi Nechemya. Pas Rabbi Nechemya b'chol achsanya v'darash. He began to praise the host. Shol said to the Keni. Keni were descendants of Yisroi. Yisroi was the Keni. Luchu suridu. So Shol was now to make milcham against Amalek. And who was in the vicinity? There was going to be collateral damage. Those living in the vicinity of Amalek were going to be killed. So Shol said, "Get out of here, Luchu suridu mitach Amaleki. Go away from this city because I'm going to attack, and I don't want you to be caught up, get suffer in the collateral damage of all the what I'm going to do over here. Penay sivcha imo, because I may finish you off with Amalek." And you don't deserve to be destroyed, because you did kindness with Klal Yisrael, and you were good, because you, Yisrael, your great-grandfather, your ancestors, Yisrael, did chesed, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. The Gemara says over here, Moshe is Drasha. That's a pelt of the Gemara, because it's not the way we understand the Gemara. Not the way we really relate to. We think Yisrael, we view Yisro, everything he did was L'shem Shemayim, right? That's the common way we learn Parashat Yisro. Everything is good. But here the Gemara doesn't say it's not so complimentary. But my Yisro Shaloi Karav is Moshe El L'chvoid Atzmai. Yisro only took Moshe Rabbeinu L'chvoid Atzmai, I guess. Yisro was the host of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying for himself. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, he killed the Mitzri. He fled, and he went to the well, and he met the Tzipora, and they were harassing Tzipora. He fought off all the people, and he gave Tzipora water to drink. Tzipora went home, and she told Yoel, her father, what happened, and what did he say? He's a good shidduch. What happened? Why are you leaving by the well? Go get him. Go back. and bring him home. He should marry you. And Moshe, now why did Yisro want to take Moshe Rabbeinu? Because it was because Yisro, he was makir. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a Talmud Chacham. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be the manik of Klal Yisro. At this point in time, Yisro only had one kavana. He had a daughter. He had to marry her off. He's a good shidduch. He's just as good as anyone else. He was able to fight off all the people. So no, you'll be my Edom. What's the big deal? So Yisro only was Makari of Moshe L'chvayr Atzmai. The honor of Yisro himself. Yisro had a daughter to marry you off, and therefore Yisro, that's what the Gemara here says. He did not take Moshe Rabbeinu because he appreciated Moshe Rabbeinu. When a person goes to yeshiva and you look for a boy for your daughter, so you, who are you being Mechabed? You Mechabed yourself, or you want to be Mechabed to the boy? You appreciate the milus of the boy. So here the Gemara says a fact, which is a chiddush, that the only reason why Yisro took Moshe as an Aden is not because he wanted to be Mahana Moshe with his daughter. He wanted Mahana himself with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it says. Yet look what happened generations later. Even later, Shaul told to the descendants of Yisro, I'm doing you a toiva. I'm giving you secret intelligence, information. There's going to be a bombing. I'm going to drop bombs in this neighborhood. Everyone's going to be killed. I'm giving you a hint. Get out of here so you shouldn't have to suffer. Why? Because you have your ancestor Yisro. Yisro deserved. They it's not clear. I don't know the details. Yisro, even though it was only l'chvod atzmo, yet they were rewarded. What's the kal v'chomer hamorech tal mechacham esrech beisam achilu mashkeu mehaneil minichasav alachas kamakama. If a person discovers the Talmud Chacham and you choose to mahana him l'shem shamayim because you want to be mahana the Talmud Chacham for the purpose of the Talmud Chacham, al achas kama v'kama the bracha, you and your descendants will be zeicha to l'doirei doiris. Pasach Rabbi Yosef Bechon Achsani v'darash. Now we go to the third of these Talmud Chacham. V'darash v'loy tesav adoimi. Do not hate, do not detest an adoimi. Ki achichu, because he's your brother. Adoimi comes from Esav. Esav is Yaakov's brother. Brothers. Loi tisaiv mitzri, don't hate the Egyptians. Ki ger hayisa b'yadza, because they were your host. You were starving. In Canaan, there wasn't a morsel of bread. So who did you go? You went to Egypt. Egypt supported you. Even though they tortured you, they turned you into slaves, but the vaila, they gave you parnasa. Unbelievable. Valoi dram kal v'chomer, ma mitzrayim shaloi kervu es yisrael elu tzrech atzman, shenemar, because they went down to Egypt, what did Paro say to you? He said, im yodat v'yeshbam anshe chal v'samtem sorei nikna ala sherli. Paro said, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Are you coming down to Egypt? I'm not going to let you come down to Egypt just to have a free ride. I have to also have a benefit. Oh, you have talent. You can be the Sarai Miknenu. Kach. Yet Hashem rewarded Paro and Mitzrayim that were not allowed to hate the Egyptians. We're not allowed to... not allowed to hate the Egyptians. Kach. Now we go to number four. Pasach, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shabbi Yosef Glili b'chodach sani v'dar Hashem v'erach Hashem v'sov v'edin. Okay, this refers to the time when the Oroin was taken by the Pelishtim, and it was temporarily stored in the home of Oved Edom. Vayivarech Hashem v'sov v'nim a person Oved Edom b'avur Aroin holikim v'aloi dvarim kal v'chaymer u'ma Aroin shloi ochal v'shasa. What was the big deal? He was the host. The Aron was temporarily stored in his home. He didn't have to feed the Aron. He didn't have to give it a drink. The most he did was he swept the floor. Ma Aron shloi ochal v'shasa ela kibed v'ribeitz. All he did was he swept the floor. L'fun of kach. And yet, look at the reward. He was the reward. We'll see in a few moments what the reward was. So if you host Talmud Chacham, you give him food and drink, certainly the reward would be that much greater. What was the bracha of Oved Edom? Sheberuchoy, that he was blessed. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvider Zol Chamois. Chamois was his wife. Okay, it's very interesting. The Gemara tells us her name. Zol Chamois. V'ches Kalei Secha. He had eight sons who were married to eight daughter-in-laws. Sheyoldu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echad. They had each one had six children. So what do we have? How do we have Shenemar? It says in the pasuk. It says this in Divrei Hayamim when it enumerates all of the descendants of Oved Edom. Pu'alti Hashemini, the eighth son of Oved Edom. His name was Pu'alti. Uksiv, it says, Ki derechoy Elokim, that the father, Avraham Adam, was blessed.
How do you get his children?
Oh, let's see. All of these were children of Avraham Adam. Ubneim and their sons, Vyachayim, and their sons and the brothers. Ishchayil, they were all of the whole family, the eight sons, the eight brothers, and all of their children were Bnei Chayil. Ish Chayil, Bekoyach, with strength, La'avoida, to serve. How many were there in total? Shishim Ushnayim. Now that means 6 times 8 is 54. Right? 54. Plus the 8 fathers. Each of the eight sons had 6 children.
6 times 8 is 48.
6 times 8 is 48. Wait. I'm getting all confused.
Two sons and a grandson.
Right, so what's the chesh? Shmoinas banav hamuskam la'el. He had 8 sons, and he had 54 banim shiyoldo ishto yishmoinas kaloy seha. Okay, let's see the Rashi. I'm confused with the cheshvin. Shnemar pu'alti hashmini b'nei oved edoim koi. Choshev b'divar yom. Kochoshev t'manya 8. V'hi tashis. And then we have 9. Oved edoim is number 9. Kol achas. That includes him as well. I'm sorry, I'm confused. That includes him as well. V'hi tashis. And he is number 9. Kol achas yoldo shisha. Heim, which are chamisha v'yarba. Okay.
Six times nine.
Okay, so it's 9, right? I'm sorry. 6 times 9 is 54, right? So the 9 means he Oved Adam himself also had.
Yes, sir.
The he so who's he Tishis means his wife. Chamois is the wife. So he had. So maybe he had these sons from another wife, or maybe it was from this wife. So whatever the case was, he had 8 sons. He had
8 sons, had 6 children each.
Plus, he also had 6 children each. Besides those 8 sons. Because he had another wife. Chamois. So in total, there were 9. 9 times 6 is 54. Plus the nine. Not including him. This we don't include him. Tishim mechamisha. Chayis v'aleim shmoy nebanim. Right. Not plus the 8. Harishayim harishishim u'shnayim lo'ovid edem. So ovid edem would be with ovid edem. It would have been 63. It would have been 63 with ovid edem. We're not including ovid edem. Okay, let's go weiter. So hey, there you have sister next. Omar, that was the brachos. Therefore, that's the bracha. He got, even though he did nothing much, he certainly not much more. Anyone that pushes away the shah deichak. In other words, according to Rashi, it means a person. Rashi says, "Kvenav shalom shabikesh lumlech bechoska." He wanted to be a melech. It's not his time to be the melech. So he was pushed away. Shah deichak. He was killed. He was pushed away. So also the person tries. He sees that he's not matzliach. If you see not being matzliach, don't cheat him. Don't try to do things supernatural. It's not going to work. B'chol anitcha bnei hashah shah anitcha slow person. The person allows himself to be pushed away, then the time will come when the shah nitches mipan of the shah will be pushed away before them. What does that mean? The Gemara gives a zelm with the rabbi. Rabbi is a famous ma'isa with rabba and Rav Yosef. What's the ma'isa? The Rav Yosef Sinai. Rav Yosef was a baki muflug. He was a baki. He knew kol terakula, but he was not an amkan. Not as much as an amkan. The rabba oiker harmi was an amkan. It's trichlu shaita. There was an opening in the yeshiva for a new Rosh Yeshiva. So the question was, who would become the new Rosh? Would it be Rabba or Rav Yosef? Shalchul Hasan, they send a message to Shol Sinai Vekaharim or Ezem Yam Adichaydim. Which one should be appointed the Rosh Yeshiva, the Baki or the Oikeharim? Shalchul, who they sent back, Sinai Kaidim. The Baki comes first. Shakol, Tshichel, Lomari Chati. Everyone needs wheat. Everyone needs bread. Everyone needs the basics. If you have an Oikeharim, very good. He gives a good Lomnish Shashir. But people have basic shilas. people have to know, have a shayla. A chicken, is a chicken kosher, is it not kosher? If you're bucking muflog in the lomish of Baruch Beres, it's not going to help you passing what piece people need. People need someone who knows a little bit of everything. Afal pichein, lekibul alav Rabbi Yosef, so therefore, who is the count of Yosef? Rabbi Yosef refused to accept the position. Why? The Amalei Chaldei, Shur Gemara, the astrologers told him, they looked into the sky, how is he going to do this? That if you die dead, Chaldei, Molachta, Taritin, Shnein. You're only going to be a Melech, meaning a Rashid, Malkei Rabban, for 2 years. So if you take the position now, your life will come to an end after 2 years. So he refused. So he turned it down. So who took it instead? Who was the only one left? So even though Rabbi was the Ikram, they had no choice. He was the only one, even though he was not the ideal candidate. Amol, even though someone's not ideal, you have to take them. Molach Rabbi Eshem Etart and Shnin. So Rabbi became the Rashi for 22 years. Molach, and after that, after Rabbi died, then Rav Yosef took over. Then finally he accepted. He was Rashi for 2 years. Molach Rav Yosef Etart and Shnin. Upal go 2 years and a half. It's not clear why a half. So the astrologers are not precise. That's some interpretation. Kol Hanach Shavdim Malach Rabo, those years, then when he allowed himself to be pushed away, he was Nidches Bibnei Hasha. Even though his time came, he didn't take it. He didn't seize the opportunity, and because he did not seize the opportunity, he remained the picture of health during those 22 years that Rabo was the Rosh Hashiva. The Kol Hanach Shavdim Malach Rabo Filu Umdor Lebeisu Lekara. He did not even need to let blood. It was very common in those days to let blood, and he was so healthy he did not need to do even that.
He didn't get sick.
Strengthen you on the day, may Hashem exalt you, may you be exalted by the Elokei Yaakov. The Gemara says, "Kasha, why Elokei Yaakov? And why Elokei Avraham? Elokei Yaakov, v'lo Elokei Avraham, v'Yitzchak. Mikan la'bala koyvish, yikonis ba'ovyah shel koyra." If you're carrying a beam in the street and you need help, who should bear the most heavy part of the beam? The owner. The owner should put himself under the sender because it's his beam. Those that help you should just carry a little bit. Yaakov Avinu was the father of the 12 Shvatim, and therefore when Klal Yisrael finds himself the Eis Tzara, the Baal Habira, the Baal HaKoyre is Yaakov Avinu. He was the closest to us in as far as he produced the 12 Shvatim, and he is the one that has to come to our aid, be a male Tzayisha for us. Don't say with a base, say with a lamed, which means go weiter. Li means go weiter. Bi means stop. Stop right here. Share Yisrael Shem Lo Moshe Lech Lishalayim. When Yisrael departed, he told Moshe Lishalayim Olav Yitzliach. When Moshe departed from Moshe, when Moshe asked Yisrael, Hashem came to me in the sneh, the burning bush, told me you got to go to Mitzrayim. You have to go and save Kipokoyt Pakati. So Moshe asked Rishus from Yisrael, and Yisrael said to Moshe Lech Lishalayim. And Moshe was Matzliach Olav Vehatzlach. David, when Avshalom left, and David told Avshalom, Lech Bisholim, he wanted to make a party. That was the last time he saw him. He holach v'nisla, the end was he went and he died. He hung by his own hair. When it comes to a mace, the mace, his tafkid in this world is over. Don't say lech lishalayim, ela lech bishalayim. Shenema Hashem told Avraham Avinu v'ata tovay ilav asech. When Hashem told Avraham Avinu about his dying, he told him bishalayim. Amar Rabbi Levi b'Chini ha'yotzim beis haknesses nichlas beis hamedrash yosek b'Torah. If you go from beis haknesses to nichlas to beis hamedrash, you go from Torah to tefillah, tefillah to yosek b'Torah. Zoyche u'mekabel panei shchina. Shenema yelchu mechayil el chayil. You go from one strength, the strength of Torah, of tefillah, to the strength of Torah, yira es elokim b'tzion, you'll be zeichah to see the shechina. Amar Rav, Talmidei Chachamim Ein Lecha Menucha Lo'el Ben Mazev Lo'el 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 Mabo Ve'er HaMenucha Nar Menucha Nar Next World Shnemar Yelchu Mechayil El Choyil. They go from one strength to another strength. Yira Es Elokim B'Tzion. You will see Elokim B'Tzion. Over here Tzion refers to Olam Haba, Olam HaEmes. You'll zeichet to see the Shechina. That means we know that there's a difference between Torah and Mitzvahs. A person does a Mitzvah in this world that gives him a certain darg in Olam HaEmes. He has a certain madrega, but that's it, that's where it stops. But the person learns Torah in this world, that gives him mobility in Olam HaEmes. That gives him the ability in Olam HaEmes to go vaita mechayil el choyil. A malach is an oimet. A person is a mahalach. V'nasat l'cha mahalchim, I'll give you a mahalach, an ability to move bein ho'oimdim o'ele among the malachim. Malachim are stationary. A person, Olam HaEmes, has the ability to go higher and higher, but only through the koyach ha'Torah. Okay, so this part will wait until it seems. Let me just tell you a vart while we have some time for Ma'ariv. The Gemara is going to end off. We'll wait to make the seam after Marv, I guess. Yeah. But the Gemara is going to end off with a Nemra that talks about Sholem. Okay, so it's a Gevaldige Vart. I don't even know who says this Vart, but it's an incredible Vart. If you remember this Vart, it says that, Talmidei Chachamim Amarbim Sholem Bam. There are four Mesechtas. Four Mesechtas that conclude with the Nemra. The Gemara is going to conclude Talmidei Chachamim Amarbim Sholem Ba'olam. Shenemar V'chobonayich Limudei Hashem. All of your students, all of your children are limudei, are student. Limudei means a limud, means a student. There's a talmud and a limud. The two words which mean the same thing. Some say a limud is even a more intense type of talmud. So it's a real fabrento chosid is a limud. A talmud is a litvak. A limud is a chosid. Yeah, by the chosid in Torah. Limudei Hashem. There are four mesechtas that conclude with this memra. And what's the simon? What are the four mesechtas? Is Banaich. Banaich is brachos. Right? Beis is brachos. Nun is nazir. Yud is yevamos. And chaf is kresos. So the way to remember the four mesechtas that conclude with this memra of a kol Banaich Limudei Hashem is to remember the word Banaich. Brachos, this Mesechta, Nazir, Yevamos, and Kresos. Why Dafka these four Mesechtas? Why do these four Mesechtas conclude with Sholem? So I heard this Vard, I know that's one of the famous, it could be it's even a Rishon, it's an Acharon, it's not my Vard, that's Pashit. Because there are four types of Sholem. There is Sholem Bein Adam Lamokoim. A person must make peace between himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Shalom Bein between man Adam Lachaveroi, between man and your friend. There has to be Shalom Bayis in Ish L'Ishtoi, and there has to be Shalom in yourself between your Guf and your Neshama. Masech the Brachos is Shalom Bein Adam Lamokoim. B'chol B'nach Talmidei Chachamim through the Koyach of Torah, of course. The Koyach of Torah, the Shalom in Adam Lamokoyim. Brachos. Nun. And this is a chish. What's Nun? Nazir. Hanoye Soita Bikul Kula Yazir Atzmai Min Hayayin. What's the purpose? Why to ask? Because you don't want this to happen to your wife. A person sees a woman, a Soita Bikul Kula, he sees what could happen. Yazir Atzmai Min Hayayin. It shouldn't come Chas Shalom too much time, which will lead to the Zel Bazach among Yazir Atzmai. So Masech and Nozir represents Shalom in Ish L'Ishtoi to the Koyach HaTorah. Let's go to the last one first. The third one was more interesting. The last one is Kresos, Neshama. The Avarat Yas HaNefesh Ahi, the Neshama is cut off. A person has to make Shalom between the Guf and the Neshama. That's why Mesechta Kresos is Talmid Chamar B'Mishalom. This is a very big Chiddush, and this is an incredible insight. It's very good from Mesechta Yevamos. When you learn Mesechta Yevamos, what do you think about? You think about there's an Almana, there's Lahakim Shein, Lahakif. The whole in of Yibam is represents Sholem Ben Adam Lachavera. It's a Peltic of art. The ultimate Chaver is your brother. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. The ultimate ultimate chaver is ki anoshim achim anachnu. Look in Tanakh. Every time it talks about brothers, it used the word an ach. Loisisne es achicha bilvavecha. And what happens? There's a tzara. Ki yeshu achim yachdu meis achel lechem lebein in loy. Lo tia isha meis achutza. Yivama yovo yaleha. Make shalom. There's been a pirda. The ach is not here. There's a pirda. You have to make shalom. How do you make shalom? Yibum. Yibum represents the ultimate shalom bein ish adam lechaveray. That's what it represents. So the mail to review, that's why these four masechtas conclude with shalom. The shalom in adam lamokoyim, adam in ish leishtoy, adam lachaveroy, and then adam in himself between the guf and the neshama. The mail of these four masechtas, bonayich, brocha is adam lamokoyim, no nazir ish leishtoy, yud yivam is adam lachaveroy, ki yesh rachim yachtov, and chof, it's crazy, so it's between the guf and the neshama. Okay, so we'll stop here. I'll make this matter.